Hey, what is going on with y'all, man? It's Black Balloon, and we are coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all, look. Now, I ain't trying to beat y'all over the head with Cat Williams, but I saw this clip on YouTube. I'm gonna assume it was from a recent show that he did, because he had on that chain that he wore, you know, the super viral interview on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp. I saw the clip on YouTube, right? And the clip is pretty funny because Cat Williams might be one of the best. He might be the best at doing jokes in a telling the truth kind of way, like telling the truth through jokes, but it's actually funny though. He might be the best at that. And I find that to be dope. You know what I'm saying? At least he's still telling some kind of truth, right? Now, the topic is about McDonald's. And I feel like this is something we should have been talked about on this channel. But as soon as I heard it, I was like, all right, I have to do this video because I know y'all gonna have a lot to say about, you know, fake food, processed meat. And we're gonna read an article about McDonald's meat that was supposedly banned. It was something that they banned in the meat like back in 2012, I think. Might have been 2015. I got the article though, so we're gonna get into that a little bit after we watch this clip. Now, it's about McDonald's fries and potatoes. And he made a crazy point because everybody used to love McDonald's fries and they was amazing. They still are amazing. The flavor is actually crazy. Even in their burgers, like when you eat their burgers, when I used to eat their burgers, the flavor is crazy. You wonder how it's so much flavor in this stuff. But look. I'm not gonna do too much talking because I want y'all to hear the clip. And I already know we're gonna have hella shit to talk about off of this, right? So check this out.
Why does McDonald's make better French fries than any other group of people in the whole fucking world? I couldn't understand that. How is that possible? It's only two ingredients. It's just the potatoes and the grease. How the fuck is they doing this shit? Here's the thing, folks. Because nobody that we've ever heard, no ethnicity has ever fried some potatoes and we was ever like, those is almost McDonald's shit, right? Nobody's ever said it. And I don't mean the good ones. I mean the little last one at the bottom of the thing, the all black. And you say, I'm not going to eat that one. But you eat it. You eat it. He's salty. Even that fry. So I wanted to find out how the fuck they make fries better than any fuckbody. Y'all ain't gonna believe this shit. First of all, the potato that McDonald's is using. You ain't never seen this motherfucking potato in your goddamn life. This potato has never been in the store. It ain't never been at no farmer's market. Mexicans have never seen this potato. What? First of all, the regular potato is like this. The motherfucking McDonald's potato weighs 12 pounds, bitches. All the potatoes around the world, brown on the outside, white on the inside. Not the McDonald's potato. McDonald's potato is white on the inside and white on the outside. It looked like a light bulb in the dirt before they pick it. They flood this whole field with toxic chemicals that'll kill anything that touches the potato. Why? Because if something touches the potato, it'll turn brown. And they put enough to kill anything. A moth, a worm, a bird, a farmer that couldn't mind his motherfucking business trying to see what the fuck is over there. Yeah. The McDonald's potatoes is so toxic, by the time they take them out the ground, they gotta lock them away in a vault and leave them there for 3.5 weeks. Before it's safe to wash them off for the first time. And I tell by looking at some of you. You don't give a fuck what I just said.
Now, I didn't even think about it myself. Truthfully, I really haven't thought about it. I've never seen a potato that McDonald's use in my life. McDonald's food is so fake, it almost feels like they don't even use potatoes to make the fries. I don't know what they use for them fries to be tasting that good. We know everything is basically processed food when it comes to McDonald's. If you don't know, you've been living way outside of this world. There's a lot of people that watching this video now that still eats McDonald's. It's crazy. When you think about the flavor, when you think about how many McDonald's are in the world, we're not talking about the United States, there's McDonald's everywhere. It is impossible. It is impossible for them to be using real beef and real potatoes. It's impossible. Just real quick, it says McDonald's sells a tremendous amount of food each year in the U.S. alone. This is in the U.S. By some estimates, more than 1 billion pounds of beef, from 5 to 1.5 million head of cattle, and more than 500 million cups of coffee. There's no way. We know it's not real beef, so it's no way that these numbers can be correct. You know, whatever these ingredients are that they're using for these little gray-looking patties, you know, like crystals, how crystals, patties, they come out looking gray. That is beyond wild. So we already know it's some of the most processed meat there is, but it's super addictive. MSG is mostly the cause of that. MSG is sodium glutamate. That's how you pronounce that. It's a sodium salt of glutamic acid. MSG is found naturally in some foods, including tomatoes and cheese, in the acid form. And we know that MSG is a flavor enhancer used in restaurant foods like McDonald's, canned vegetables, soups, deli meats, and other foods. All of that stuff is mostly processed. Most canned vegetables, they don't even taste like the real thing. And look at some of the side effects of MSG. It says it's been linked to obesity, metabolism disorders, Chinese restaurant syndrome. I'm gonna go ahead and assume that's you being addicted to Chinese. I know a lot of y'all watching this video love you some Chinese food. I've never liked Chinese food. I don't like the texture of the meat. It tastes like we're not eating real meat. It's soft textured. It's not, you know, it's not cooked, fried, hard. I just hate the texture. I eat some fried rice all day, you know, don't get me wrong. But I can't eat the meat. Then it says neurotoxic effects, so in the brain, and detrimental effects on the reproductive organs. This is all just from a flavor enhancer, which I'm pretty sure if it's not disclosed, probably every fast food restaurant uses MSG. Now I even see stuff, I've been to like wing spots where their soy sauce says no MSG added. And it makes me think about how, you know, a lot of drinks and stuff like that make sure they put no sugar added. You know, it's like the market has, you know, the food and like health industry has kind of become aware of people not wanting all this stuff in their drinks, in their food. So to me, it's almost like marketing. Half of the stuff, I don't even believe that they didn't add sugar in it. They didn't add this. I think they just label it so it's more attractive for people to buy it. Then turn around and you think you're getting an organic drink. You think you're getting organic food, but really it's the same shit with a different label on it. That's how evil these people are. Clearly, like, America doesn't give a fuck about your health. Healthcare is not even free. They don't give a damn. And in other countries, you know, people talk about the food here like this shit is disgusting. It's too much flavor. I thought that clip was crazy, hella truth in that clip. Like, and I thought this would be a really good video to do. But look, now let's go into this article real quick about an ingredient that McDonald's used to use in their burgers. Now, real quick, this story is kind of old, but it gives us a little bit of context to what we're talking about, just to take it a little bit deeper. So this is from February 1st, 2012, so I was right. McDonald's has announced that it will be discontinuing the use of controversial meat product known as boneless lean beef trimmings in its burgers. The product was recently brought to the attention of the public by celebrity chef Jamie Oliver, who referred to it as pink slime on an episode of his, I guess, food show. These trimmings, which consist of what's left of the meat after all the choice cuts of beef are taken, are banned for human consumption in the UK, where they are instead used for dog and chicken food, but they are legal for consumption in the United States. However, where they are treated with ammonium hydroxide in order to kill off bacteria such as E. coli and make it safe for human consumption. This was in 2012. So when we were kids, we was eating this shit. So they didn't just ban it. They said, hey, we're gonna treat it with something just to kill off the bacteria, but we still gonna, you know, keep it a part of our meat process. Even though in UK is banned and they use it for dog and chicken food. Chicken food, y'all. Dogs and chicken food. Beef Products Incorporated, the company that had previously supplied McDonald's with boneless, lean beef trimmings, denied that Oliver's show had anything to do with the decision, saying it was made long before the show aired and was based on BPI's inability to supply McDonald's on a global basis. McDonald's also issued a statement confirming that this decision was long in the works. Yeah, right. Then it also goes on to say Burger King and Taco Bell have also discontinued the use of boneless lean beef trimmings in their food. Basically, it's like how they make hot dogs. Y'all know I don't eat hot dogs. They're disgusting. You know, the ones you get from the store that say made of chicken, pork, beef, everything that's scrapped. You know, everything that's scrap meat, basically, they pit it together and make a hot dog. See, I gotta think about that. When we were kids, we were being fed what? We were being fed stuff that other countries was using for dog food and chicken food, y'all. And they stopped it supposedly in 2012, and who knows, could have added something else into it. Hell, there's probably stuff that's already been in it that they like, cool, it don't even matter. We still got enough poison in it. They gonna still eat it, but since this chef made it known to everybody, we're going to go ahead and wrap this process up. It's crazy. It's crazy, like, you know, anytime I talk to somebody that's from another country or you talk to people that have went to other countries for a long period of time, they always say they get sick, you know, when they first eat food from other countries and so on and so on. Or it's the other way around. People from other countries come here and they get sick when they eat the food because it's processed way different, much more chemicals here. For us, it's much more natural when we go to other countries. Our bodies aren't used to it. You'll probably end up getting sick for eating better food just because your body is not even used to it. I think it would go both ways, honestly. The food industry is like, this is the main source of poison, basically. And one of the most things you have to be very conscious about, I think it's one of the hardest decisions, is deciding what you're going to eat every day. And I'm not talking about, I don't know what I want to eat. I want to eat a burger, Chipotle, this or that. That's easy. That's you making up your mind of what you want to eat. I'm talking about health-wise, because it's hard for people to convert to eating more healthy, eating more fruit, more vegetables, this and that. It's hard for people to really jump on that wave. Hard for people to let go red meat for a year or two. Give your body a break. I've done it. I let go red meat for 2 whole years and it was like nothing. After the first couple of weeks, I didn't even crave burgers, steaks, nothing with red meat in it. Spaghetti, I didn't want no meat in it. Nothing. Like, I let it go. And it was easy. It was easier than I thought. I thought it would be hard, but I let it go. But a lot of people aren't ready for that. A lot of people don't really care. You know, just figure you're young, you're doing good, you're working out, and that's enough. When truly it's not, because we live in America, y'all. I don't have to explain it to you. You already know what's going on here. Stuff is poison. Just like Orlando Brown was saying, we're paying for grapes. And some of these ain't even real grapes.
Where the fuck is the money going? Every single mayor needs to figure out what the fuck they want to do before I... There should be grapes, turnips, vegetables, everything on the streets every day for the homeless to eat. You're making us pay for water, you son of a... You're making us pay for grapes, apples, things that God gave us for free. Ha! You will burn in hell when I'm through with you. You will not be allowed in my father's house at all.
That's capitalism for you. You ain't gonna ride down the street and see no apples on no trees no more. Everything is for sale. They chopping them trees down so you can go to the store and buy them apples. It ain't nothing naturally grown for us to just ride down the street and pick. No, it's gonna all be processed and sprayed with something. This is what we live in, y'all. So, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this video up. Y'all, you know, let them have it in the comments, man. Please let me know what y'all think about this stuff. I know a lot of y'all gonna hit on points that I probably didn't even bring up in this video. I already know, man. That's why y'all my people. With that being said, I hope y'all enjoyed this video. More content on the way as usual. Y'all let me know what y'all want to see in the near future, no matter what the topic is. With that being said, it's Black Balloon, and I'm gonna see y'all soon. I'm out.